So you know what? I'm actually re-recording this podcast. I already recorded it. I think last week. That's the previous week too, when you'll be actually. That's 2 weeks ago from when you'll be listening to this podcast. It was a long day. I was awake by midnight, and I was like, I already watched the movie, so let me just, record the podcast. And I was like, okay, no problem. I recorded it, then I think I had to do something else, and I did not save the episode. I cleared all the open tabs on my phone. Then I remembered I was actually doing something before I stood up from where I was recording. Oh my God, would I say relieving? It was kind of because the episode wasn't as I wanted it to be. It had a lot of breaks in between and a lot of you understand? It wasn't like the way I wanted it. But I was pained because I was like, oh, it's still my hard work and all that. So if you're listening to the second run of this episode, thank you. I really appreciate you. So today we'll be talking about Harlan Coben's Safe. So this is about Tom, a surgeon that lost his wife to cancer and is left with two kids, teenage kids, high schoolers and all that. And he has a gay best friend. I mean, it's cute, kind of. A gay best friend. So now, the whole story, just like in previous episode, I already talked about Harlan Coben's limited series, because the series is about 6 to 8 episodes. I don't think there's even anyone with 10 episodes and all that, so you can binge watch. It could be a day off from work or something you want to watch on a Friday night with movies and with snacks and drinks. You could watch with your buddy, your friends and all that. So I binge watched mine. I was off duty and my friend was at work, and I watched it. So Harlan Coben's Safe is just like his older movies, that are murder mysteries, thrillers, and with a little bit of suspense in it. So it's built about around his late wife's hard to pause and think about the word secret. His late wife's secret. Apparently, on her deathbed, that was a few minutes before she gave up the ghost, she tried calling Tom, but was out with another woman. So you get the picture. He had been cheating on his dead wife, on his late wife, before her demise. And he wasn't there for that, I would say, last honoring or last emotional and delicate moment. It happened to be his first daughter, Jenny. So Jenny was the one that was on her mother's deathbed that was able to hear her mother's last words. Now, these words happened to be a secret of an event that happened when she was in high school. Now, this is Jenny's late mom's secret. Was about an event that happened when she was in high school. That was like, I think, 20 years, 15 to 20 years, like prior to that time. And there were five people involved. Now, that aside, there were also some, side stories. That's something I like about Harlan Coben's limited series, is that he has a way of like developing two different stories and then making them interwoven and all that. So now the thing is that Jenny was like, she is going to solve the mystery on her own. She's going to figure out the people involved in this event and, help her mom carry out her last wishes. And she felt like, well, if I get to know these people and get to let them know that they prove that they all thoughts were burned, so it's actually still there. And she even has no intention of taking them to the police. But then that's where she gets in trouble. So there was a house party by our very stubborn Sophie in the story. There's a house party and then there's a dead boy. That was the first person that died. I mean, you have a house party and then you just started to go to the cold to pull off and you see a dead body floating in your pool. So that was what happened, and then that was when things started spiraling out of control. I would recommend this movie if you like slow burn movies. The movie is a slow burn. It's not going to keep you on your toes, like keep you on your toes and all that. And trust me, the ending is not even what you think. I know sometimes murder mysteries can be predictable when you're trying to predict the killer, but this time around, the ending is quite unpredictable. I mean, there were twists and turns where Tom got to find out about this little altar that Kate's his late wife had helped, because she worked in the community house or community service thereabout and all that. And then there was a lot of suspects which involved his gay best friend, the Jenny's boyfriend that happened to play, I think, Harvey or Arlie in After. Yes, the main cast in After. So it was nice also because Jenny's boyfriend also had a bit of therapy there. I mean, Tom helped him, and I was like, well, you watch this movie, at least you get to know a little, like, you get to pick up one or two lessons from it and all that. And it's actually very cool. It's just a slow burner. I enjoyed it because I think the day I watched it, I had a rough night at work, and I just needed something to cool my head. I didn't want to, like, think or start being tactical and all that. And it was actually nice. It's a good slow burner. It's not gonna keep you on your toes. Just a little bit of thriller and suspense. But the suspense was not suspensing. Do you get? So I would recommend it. I'll give it a 7/10. I'll give it a 7/10, and I'll recommend the movie. And if you haven't watched, please do. I would love to hear from you. And also, yes, it is available on Netflix. And please do watch his other movies on Netflix. I think as I'm done with this podcast, I have something to write about. Yes, please, if you haven't visited my website, my blog, please click on the website button on any website or any podcast platform you're streaming on, and please visit my blog. I have been dropping content, and I think very steadily. So please, and see you next week, because I've been nice dropping podcasts weekly. That's nice. I mean, that's impressive. So yeah, see you. Bye. Thanks for listening. Do not hesitate to share. Do not hesitate to feel the pose. I would really, really love to hear from you. Bye. Bye. Hello, wonderful listeners. It's been a very long time. I think the last time you heard my voice is about 4 months ago. I'm so sorry. I've been cut up alive. I've, you know, changed jobs, started a new path in writing, and it's quite tasking, you know, to, you know, stand firm, lay a firm foundation. I know they all sound like excuses. I mean, I've been handling and shuffling both writing and podcast, but you know, it's been a bit uncomfortable, and my inconsistency, I know, can be accounted for by the progress on my blog. So just in case you haven't visited my blog in a while, by the time you'll be listening to this, or by the time this podcast will be dropping, I will be starting a new category in writing, and I'll very much love your support here and over there at the blog. So just stay rooted, stay tuned, not stay rooted, but stay tuned, because I'm going back to a section in podcast that I saw that actually there were more views, more listings,
and more feedbacks, which is movie reviews, and I think we'll be doing that for quite some time. And if I am not lazy, I will be doing a series on this. This series are not like season one, season two, season three of a particular movie, but rather I have gone to search for a very great writer. I don't know if you heard about him, Harlan Coben. Some of his books got drafted into movies, and they are on Netflix. So I'll be doing the series, because his books, not like they're in series, but like there's a pattern, so there's a flow you get. So you watch the part one, movie two, movie three, you know, and all that. And why I chose Harlan Coben is because his movies and books actually have this pattern of shuffling present and past, and it's so beautiful. I'm about to watch five out of seven, and I was like, you know what, why don't I like tell you guys about it? Why don't I like tell somebody about it, especially if people share this enthusiasm about movies, crime drama, if murder mystery doesn't really spike you up or like get you scared, then I think this is the podcast, or let me say, this episode, you shouldn't miss this series episode. This is the episode that you need to listen to. And I will try as much as possible again to drop these episodes weekly, so you have time to watch. I think the list of the whole series is 6 episodes and the maximum is 8 episodes. So if you are a movie binge watcher like me, you can watch it in 2 days. I mean, or at least 5 days to a week. That's ample time for you to get ready to watch the next one. I have a job. Yes, I know. You're like, oh, how am I going to sneak it in between work and all that? I mean, you can relax it. If you can do Friday night and binge watch till Saturday morning, or Saturday night to Sunday morning, you know, you can watch alone, watch with friends, watch with murder mystery or crime drama fans also. And do not forget to share the link to my episode or to my podcast. Don't forget to visit my blog. I would really appreciate your views and listings and clicks and referrals and shares and likes and response to my poll. Thank you. So, you know what? This has taken some more time, so let me just go into it.